This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is James Hitt, H-I-T-T, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date seen is 1-23-13. Mr. Hitt is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit. Overall, he has been doing well. He said that his sugars have been doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills. His swelling of his lower extremities is much better. Was wondering if he needs to continue on the water pill. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, COPD, HOMO2 dependent. Next, DJD, treatment plan, consultation about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. Reviewed his blood sugar readings. His hemoglobin A1C was checked, which is 5.8. He is due for his yearly blood test, which would be scheduled. I've advised him to decrease his dosage of the Lasix to 40 milligrams every other day. He will monitor his weight and watch for swelling of his lower extremities. If it's any worse, he will call the office sooner. He will be scheduled to have an ultrasound of the abdomen for screening for abdominal aortic aneurysm. He has been a former smoker. Follow-up would be in 3 months' time or sooner if needed. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll call the office. Period. Next patient is Edward Gren, G-R-E-N, Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D, date seen is 1-23-13. Mr. Gren is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit. Overall, he has been feeling well. He needed refills on his medications. He denies any complaints of chest pain. Denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills. He does exercise on a regular basis. He does try to watch his diet also. Otherwise, he's been feeling well. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, DJD. Next, GERD, next DJD. Screen plan is tells the patient about his symptoms. Random sugar and hemoglobin A1C was checked. His random sugar was 201. His hemoglobin A1C was 7.5. This was discussed with the patient. He does seem to do regular exercise. He plays pickball. Also, he says that he does try to do a good job at his diet. I've recommended that he increase his metformin to 500 milligrams, 2 tablets in the morning, 1 in the evening. If he develops any diarrhea or any other problems, he'll call the office. He'll continue his other medications. He will be scheduled for routine blood testing before his next visit. Follow would be in 3 months' time or sooner if needed. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll call the office. Period. Next station is James Vine, V-I-N-E, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date seen is 1-23-13. Mr. Vine is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit, needing pre-surgical clearance regarding his upcoming knee surgery. He had right knee done. He said that he's been doing well except for last 2 days. He's been having some discomfort. He is scheduled to have the left knee surgery. He overall has been feeling well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any hemorrhage or pressure sensation. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills. On examination, GL appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Ecosaphal, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number 1. Impression number 1, hypertension. Number 2, hyperlipidemia. Next history of TIA. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, hypogonadism. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. He is scheduled to have his pre-surgical lab and EKG done. He is fairly asymptomatic, has been doing well. I don't see any contraindication for his proposed surgery unless there is anything glaringly abnormal on his labs or EKG. He'll call off if he has any other symptoms or complaints. He will be scheduled for routine blood testing. Follow-up would be in after his surgery in 2 to 3 months' time or sooner if needed. Period. Next patient is Robert Danielson, D-A-N-I-E-L-S-O-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date seen is 1-23-13. Mr. Danielson is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit. Overall, he has been doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain, he denies any shortness of breath, he denies any palpitations, he denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills. On examination, HENT examination was normal, leg was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression number 1, diabetes mellitus type. Type 2, next hypertension, next renal insufficiency, next DJD. Patient can discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. His hemoglobin A1C was checked, which was 5.8. I have suggested that he continue his current medication. He then follows up with Dr. Berkowitz, nephrology. He will be having some blood work for him. He had his cholesterol checked, which has been stable. His continued current medication, no change in therapy is done. He did have a systolic murmur. He did have some aortic sclerosis on his previous echo that done 5 years ago. We'll repeat an echocardiogram. He's called off if he has any other symptoms or complaints. Follow-up would be in 3 months or sooner if needed. Period. End of dictation.